Well, I've always been passionate about history, and I came here for an open day and just absolutely loved the atmosphere that there was at the university. The staff were all so friendly and enthusiastic, and I've never met people who've been so kind of passionate about their particular subject all in one room. It was fantastic. Just the buzz was, it was tangible. You could really sort of feel it, and I thought, I came here and thought, yeah, I want to go here.
And it wasn't a disappointment?
No, definitely not. I've had a fantastic 3 years. You know, people sort of tell you, oh, you'll change, you know, it'll be an experience, but once you've actually experienced it, you don't realise how much you get out of university. It's just a fantastic, fantastic time.
Any particular highlights?
The group project in second year is actually probably one of my favourite moments. That was really good fun. Initially, I was really apprehensive because I find I can be a bit kind of dominating, as in I kind of want it all to be my work and it all to be kind of my way of doing it. But I had a fantastic group who were all so kind of enthused and really interested and interesting. And, well, yeah, had a brilliant time. The public outcome, we dressed up as witches, or I should say as a particular witch, and did a presentation to a school group, which involved a bit of acting and a bit of kind of interplay, and that was really good fun.
You've got to explain, what was it all about?
Our group project was called Witchcraft in Wessex, which was in the 16th century, and we went into a school in Salisbury and did a presentation about Anne Boden, who was the last witch to be, hanged for witchcraft in Salisbury. Yeah, so we based it on that, and we recreated the trial of Anne Boden. So we used original manuscripts and kind of pamphlets to sort of create a script and then work that out. And at the end of the whole presentation, well, the jury was the school group that was sat behind us. They got to pronounce, well, I was actually the witch, they got to pronounce me guilty or not guilty. I was guilty at the end of it, but, and of course they killed me, yes, but it was a lot of fun. It was really good, really good fun.
So what are you going to be doing now?
I'm actually a historic property steward with English Heritage. I'm working at Carisbrook Castle on the Isle of Wight, which is fantastic. It's so great to actually work in a historic environment. It's perfect. I love it.
So it's ideal, isn't it? You've studied history and now you're doing it for a living.
It is, yes. I'm a bit of an English Civil War nerd. So to work sort of somewhere where Charles I was imprisoned after the English Civil War is just, yeah, it's fantastic. It was a little ironic, actually, because my dissertation was on families and friends divided during the English Civil War. And the captain of the Isle of Wight, based at Carisbrook, his uncle was actually on the side of, well, King Charles, and he was on the side of Parliament. So it's sort of quite nice to have that little link with what you've studied. It's really nice.
So you'd recommend to other young people, come to Southampton, do history?
Yes, definitely. I couldn't praise it highly enough. It's been an amazing 3 years.